That was Chelsea Dagger. This is the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I'm Scott King, joined, as always, by my co-host, Mike Jacobson. Hello, Mike.
Hello, sir. Thank you. Hello.
We also have the great Brittany Toulis with us today. Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. And if you're wondering why this delicate, soothing voice is introducing the show, it's because I need practice. We have a live podcast in on Saturday at the convention. I'll be with John Weideman, and we may have a player or two join us, and Brittany will join us. Unfortunately, very sad. This dampens the whole day for me. Mike cannot join us.
No, unfortunately, I can't. I'm going to my 8th of 10 weddings this summer, so I thought it was a different date, but then I realized, oh, it's the same day as the Blackhawks convention, which sucks because we've been planning this for a long time, and it would have been a lot of fun, but if you could have somebody fill in for me, I think John Weideman's probably the right choice.
Hey, I'll take him. I'm not complaining about YZ.
I think he might be a little bit better of a choice.
Well,
I
wouldn't say that.
I think things are going to be just fine.
No one's better in this business. People are just different.
You guys are going to have a lot of fun, and the Blackhawks convention is great each and every year. I've been there, and if it's a great fan experience. I know Brittany's going to get into about everything that you can do while you're there. Tickets are definitely still available. If you can make it there and you are a Hawks fan, it's a great for families as well. It's a lot of fun. So we'll delve into that a little bit, and there'll be all sorts of other things we'll be diving into,
sure,
including prospect camp. You were at practice yesterday. Talk about Brian Campbell retiring. You made the announcement on the show that I produce every morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Little plug for the Steve Cochran Show once again. So he came on yesterday and made the announcement. So he broke it right here on WGN Radio, the home of your Chicago Blackhawks, which was pretty cool. So talk about that. Soup's a great guy, 17 seasons in the league, and finally hanging him up. So we'll talk about that and a few little nuggets and tidbits along the way, I'm sure. Chelsea Blogger, you got a new one up right now on WGNRadio.com. That is your blog that you do probably once. It's a little bit slower during the summertime, but once we get ramped up here, you do at least a couple a week.
And
that's
true.
They're great, easy reads. You just go to WGNRadio.com/sports. They show up right there, and we tweet them out too. You can follow us on Twitter, WGN Radio Sports, WGN Radio on Twitter. He's at Scott King Media. I'm at Jacobson Radio. More importantly, our Facebook page. That's the easiest way to get everything Blackhawks Crazy. Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy. That is Scott's baby over there that he has created. And well over 25,000 likes now, which is a pretty cool accomplishment.
Finally over it. The t-shirts are in the mail.
Still waiting.
Yeah.
I want my medium.
No, it's awesome.
No, I mean large.
Now we got to get to 50,000, so tell your friends and neighbors. Go to their house and tell them
to join.
Steal
Hawk Harrelson's line there.
Is that
your neighbors come?
Yeah. That's a hawk?
That's a hawk. That's a hawkism.
Now, did you get the hawk alarm clock? Because my dad got it for me.
Oh,
really?
I have a couple of friends who got that.
That's pretty cool.
And I put it, I just put it in like our pantry or something, and my dad was watching Lucy, and he
Lucy
said out
your,
of nowhere.
Lucy's your daughter.
Lucy's my daughter,
yeah.
not just some person in my house. He was just watching my daughter, who's almost two, and they heard out of nowhere, "You can put it on the board." Yes, it was already running. It had a random time to go off.
I don't know if when I'm reaching in my cupboard or anything.
Yeah, you barely slept and you hear hawks.
Yeah.
Talk about soothing, delicate voice.
I need to be prepared for hawk, I think, at times, especially as he's gotten older. And
yeah, he's like that friend that you really like, but you need good sleep and a caffeinated beverage before you see him.
He's like your Uncle Larry, who
sure.
you like seeing, but
only
once
at
a year.
Family parties.
Yeah, family parties once a year, and maybe you've had a couple bourbons.
And once politics come up, you have to go to the bathroom.
Good analogy. Yeah. It's a good analogy. So, we got the Blackhawks convention coming up, but let's get into soup first. We got to talk about soup first, right?
I love soup.
Yeah, let's put that in the bowl real first here on the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. So, yeah, as I mentioned, 17 season. He was going into his 18th year. He was debating on what he was going to do, and he decided, I mean, when he came on the show yesterday, we're going to play a clip from it, that it was just the right time. I think it is a bittersweet thing for him, and it's like that for any athlete.
For the fans too.
For the fans too, but he definitely could still play. I think he really could, but I think he decided he didn't want to move again, and he's got, you know, his family's from here originally. His wife is from here. That's where he met her. They live in Western Springs. They're settled, and to do that one more year thing, maybe living in San Jose or wherever.
Yeah, after that many seasons, you're fine where you are. And I was there at the end of the year when he said, "I'm either going to be a Hawk or I'm not playing." And now after the announcement on your show, now we know what happened.
Yeah, and it's And it's a shame. He was a fun guy, but you know, he's 38 years old, and he's going to be great in the business operations department for the Blackhawks. They're going to put him out in front of people and in front of kids and at all sorts of different facilities, and it'll be a great situation for him. So it's cool that he's not going to be totally out of the limelight yet, and he's a talker, and I think eventually he's going to get into media. That's my prediction because he loves
it. I agree with you. I tweeted
that. He always is like that.
Well, when you were working on Kevin Haugh, he was so good when he was filling in. He would fill in for both those guys.
Yeah.
And he was awesome, I thought.
And he likes he's got the work ethic like most athletes do. Like, he likes putting the work into it. He didn't know anything about basketball, but he would text me, like, oh, you know, like what is this? How does this sound, this take? I'm
yeah.
It's like, good. I like that.
He doesn't just know the sport or sports in general. I thought he had a really good sense of humor, too, anytime you talked to him.
He's very kind of funny guy. Dude, yeah. And he's under the radar funny. He's kind of dry.
Sneaky
so
funny.
He's sneaky funny. So,
but yeah, like Uncle Lair.
No, so he made the announcement. So he came on the Steve Cochran Show yesterday to make the announcement. I had a little bit of heads up of that he was going to be doing this. I was kind of caught off guard. I thought maybe they would bring him back one more year, but I think it was a mutual decision. I think they just kind of, you know, they just said, you know, this is probably the best situation right now. I think we all figured out that they kind of want to go younger.
They do, but is your – yeah, we can get into – I could break it all down later. I mean, so much to say. I just don't know if Roosevelt is your veteran guy you want over Campbell. Campbell did have a really good season before he came to the Hawks. It was like a career year, his 16th season. So – I don't know. It's good he's still going to be around in the front office, but he can't be all young guys on D. They do need a veteran presence. I don't know if Roosevelt is the right one.
Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here. Scott King, the voice you just heard there. Brittany Tulis along with us. I'm Mike Jacobson. So we're going to play a little bit of the Campbell announcement yesterday, saying that he's finally hanging him up after almost two decades on the ice.
Tough for me to even say it, actually, but I'm going to retire from the NHL. So I'm excited, and I'm actually taking an opportunity to work with the Blackhawks, obviously the greatest organization in the NHL. So I'm excited to move into a role there, and my family's really excited. But obviously a little bittersweet, but kind of the first time you say it out loud, it hurts. But I'm excited. It's going to be fun. We're getting geared up and ready to go for that.
Well, I'm very excited to hear that you're going to stay with the organization. But, yeah, it's got to be weird, right? This is something you've done since you were a little kid. You've played and succeeded at the highest level. So you come to the decision based on what? A number of factors? On family? On what?
There's a couple things. I think I know I could play physically. I think mentally I'm done with it a little bit. It's a grind. I've played 18 years now, of pro hockey, and it's just kind of a grind. And I think mentally I'm a little tired and a little done with that. And then family, you know, I think I got two little girls and who you can maybe hear screaming in the background. But, and I think it's kind of going to be putting them in the forefront a little bit more. So that's kind of, you know, the things that I kind of looked at and my wife and I, Lauren, talked about. But we're excited. You know, I think to be able to stay with the Blackhawks is the number one thing I wanted to do. So I'm going to go in and work a little bit on the business side, and I want to learn and grow with it and try to be, you know, work my way up in that organization. So, there's a lot of good people there, so I'm excited for that opportunity.
You could hear his girls in the background a little bit towards the end
there. It's good to finish your retirement announcement with screaming children.
Well, it's like he queued it up. He's like, you might be able to hear him in the background because he didn't really. Yeah. And then it was like, you can hear him at the end. So,
and that's why I'm retiring.
that was Brian Campbell with the official announcement yesterday. And the Blackhawks had a really cool send-off for him, nice tweets about him. And the Sabres, I know, tweeted at him as well, thanking him. And I believe the Sharks did, too. And he was only there. He was only with the Sharks for...
It was brief. And I'm looking at his bio there.
Was it half a season? I don't even think it was a full season. It was after he got traded.
I think you might be right.
I can't remember exactly now. But majority of his career was in Buffalo. And a lot of people, because he was such a fan favorite, he was only here 4 seasons.
Right.
I mean, but he was a big part of his most famous play was probably the assist to Kane in Game 6, 2010, when the puck, nobody knew where it went, but he was the one who actually delivered that puck to Patrick Kane prior
assisted
to...
Assisted on a cup winner, primary assist.
Yeah, so that was probably his biggest moment. And I think most fans are going to remember how fast huge. I mean, he did lose a little bit of a step in the last couple of years, but I mean, he had a really strong season, even in his last season with Florida.
Yeah,
but he was fast. His skates, that's what you remember about him, how
fast
he was.
And also how he could move. He could move like a figure skater. He skate right around guys, get the puck in deep. I mean, he kind of...
He was a dancer out there.
Totally. And he was one of those guys in 2010 that they leaned on to change the culture, and he did.
Yeah, I mean, he's not one of those bruiser defensemen by any means. He was much more of a finesse defenseman, but a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And incredible hands too. I mean, he was a good solid player for many years. If you're in the league for 17 years, you know, 18 professionally, but actually quote unquote in the NHL 17 seasons, you're doing something right.
Yeah, he had a great career, you know. I mean, he made a lot of good money, which is well deserved. We talked about the cup, but four-time All-Star, 504 points in 1,082 games. We talked about with Buffalo, San Jose, and Florida, obviously, and the Hawks. But when you get over 500 points as a defenseman, if you have a couple other really good stats, you're talking Hall of Fame. So he's obviously not there in the Hall, probably, but to have over 500 points as a defenseman says a lot about your game and your effort and your career. So I think he had a wonderful career, and it's good to see him stick with the Hawks still.
Oh, no, yeah. And if, like you said, I mean, in his opinion, the best organization in sports or in the NHL. And in my opinion, it's one of the best in sports. So if you're able to hang around it and, you know, head to that business operations department and kind of move up and be basically essentially one day probably a really good ambassador. Hey, life could be worse for Brian Campbell.
And I'm banking on him being village trustee of Western Springs also. That I can know somebody.
You are a Western Springs guy.
I am. And let me tell you, my wife and I went to a meeting because there's something wrong with our water. So like we went angry.
What's wrong with your water?
It's like brown sometimes. It's Western Springs.
It's kind of
ironic. You think you're going to have special water, and it's... Because it's a whole thing.
It's
the
special.
Wells are getting low, and so there's like sediment in your water. They say it's fine, but I don't know. We're buying outside water. But anyways, went to a meeting like angry to talk about it. And then these people that are on the board are like literally at another level. They're like elevated in chairs, and they're so official, like you're in Congress. And I'm like, you're just in the suburbs. So that's why I need soup on the board. So I know somebody.
Never know what you're going to talk about here on the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. Talking about water and sentiment.
And board meetings
and board
Western
meetings.
Springs. That's why people listen.
That's right. That's right.
Western Super water. City Council 2020.
print the flyers. Let's campaign.
Get the shirt.
It'll keep him busy. Now, his salary might not be as high as he's used to.
But he's a difference maker. And I've seen him outside the local Starbucks in Oberweis. He shakes a lot of hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
he
right.
He does. Yeah.
Oberweis. I haven't seen an Oberweis in years.
You're welcome.
Maybe it's because I've been living
ours.
In the city for so long. I don't see them in the city.
There's not enough.
But they do have solid milk, solid ice cream products.
Good dairy.
And very good dairy. Very, very good dairy. Prospect camp. Here's a transition.
Okay.
How about that? You were there yesterday
sponsored
for practice.
Talk about cultivating.
May or may not be sponsored by Oberweis. Yeah, it was it was the start of camp, and you don't have the scrimmages yet, but it's interesting. You got to give guys a little time before you see their potential develop through the camp. Obviously, DeBrincat is his second camp with the Hawks, and that's who people are looking at. The spotlight's on Alex DeBrincat, who's 19, and he was the OHL's leading scorer last season with 127 points. And a lot of people think that maybe before the year's done or maybe in the middle of the year, he might be on the other wing with Kane now that there's that vacancy there, and you expect Saad to be on the top line with Taves and Panik. So can he do it? If he has a really good prospect camp, I think he's going to go to training camp regardless. And if he has a great training camp, maybe he gets a shot in the middle of the season. Maybe he gets it earlier. I don't know. But he is a lot smaller when you see him. But that hasn't stopped guys like Martin St. Louis and some guys after who have that skill and speed, and it doesn't matter how big you are. So he's the guy to kind of look at. And, of course, Alexander Fortin, 20 years old, played in QMJHL, Quebec's Junior League last year. He stole the show, came out of nowhere, and won himself a minor league contract. I believe it's just a one-way contract with the Hawks last year. So if Alexander Fortin could have another good camp, maybe he's right there with DeBrincat. You don't know. Some other guys, Sakura, noticeable. Dylan Sakura, forward, played Northeastern last season. Luke Snuggard could be your defenseman who comes and joins the team at the end of the season. He played in Rockford last year. I think he's going back to school, but he's 6 feet tall, so obviously he looks even bigger on skates. And the way he was talking is he expects to join the team like Hayden did last year. I think he kind of referenced Hayden. So there's some guys and there's some holes to fill, and maybe there'll still be some agreements made, some contracts signed. But another interesting camp. There's some room for these guys, and we'll see who makes it.
And you have a nice blog up right now on WGNRadio.com. Again, that's the Chelsea blogger talking all about the prospects, so it's good stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Mostly the Brinkett, a little information on him and my thoughts on him.
There you go. And last but not least, before we leave here, because we're going to be broadcasting for the first time, as we mentioned, the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast at the Blackhawks Convention, which is always a lot of fun, and there's a whole lot to do. I can't believe it's the 10th one already.
That's cool. I mean, 10 is...
That's all John McDonough, too, by the way, because, you know, he's obviously coming from the Cubs, and what a big deal that became, the Cubs convention. He brought that same, you know, that same
mentality,
mindset, mentality.
Fandom, if you
Thank
will.
You. Yeah. I couldn't think of the word. I got distracted. I saw Brett walk by. nobody knows who Brett is, but he's the engineer here. I got distracted. Yeah, so he's bringing that same sort of, you know, enthusiasm and fun that came with the Cubs convention, put it with the Blackhawks, and it's been a great success ever since.
Yeah, 10's a good number. Happy to be there for the 10th.
It's a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of people there. Yeah, I think you've got the list. Don't
I
you?
Got the full list.
Who's
so
gonna,
we
who's
have
be there again?
Current players, prospects, coaches, alumni, even some broadcasters. So you said it's this weekend, 21st through 23rd at the Hilton on Michigan Avenue. So the current
the
players, yeah, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump. So the current players and prospects, we have the captain, Jonathan Toews, Kane, Sharp's going to be there, a nice familiar face, Patrick Sharp, the man-child, Brandon Saad, we got Artem Anisimov, not arteries, which is what my phone changed it to.
Oh, the autocorrect changed.
Remind
wait,
me not to
Artem,
let you...
Artem to arteries?
To arteries, that's yes.
Remind cool. me not to let you ghostwrite a blog with me.
Yeah, spell check gets me. So Ryan Hartman, we got Richard Panik, Vinny Hinostroza, Schmaltz, Roosevelt, some new Hawks, Connor Murphy, Tommy Wingles, who is my favorite name by now, like for now.
He sounds like the neighborhood kid who's always getting into mischief.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Tommy Wingles.
Tommy
up to
Wingles
no good.
And Dennis the Menace.
I was going to say, he's hanging out with Dennis the Menace.
Right.
Love his name.
Stealing newspapers.
We have Anton Forsberg, Tanner Caro, John Hayden, Gustav Forsling, Thomas Jerko, Lance Boma, Lawrence Dauphin, also a new favorite name of mine. We got DeBrinket, you said Alexander Fortin, Anthony Lewis, Jordan Osterley, Kyle Braun, and Graham Knott for the players, players and prospects.
Coaches. That's it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know.
That's a long list.
Wish more people would show up.
She did good with the pronunciations, too.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. Yeah. Well done.
I practiced.
What about some of the alumni?
So the alumni, we have Mark Bell, Adam Burrish, Kyle Calder, Brian Campbell, now alumni.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Carcillo, Eric Days, Ben Eager, Tony Esposito. As I was telling Scott earlier, I hope they play the song Desposito when he comes out, just because they have to. So yeah, Colin Frazier, Greg Gilbert, Stu Grimson, Bobby Hull. My phone's cracked. I need to read around the cracks.
Can't tell me you didn't get her a better phone.
Yeah, no kidding.
Our show depends on it.
Cliff Coral, Jamal Mayers, A.B. McDonald, Grant Mulvey, Eric Nestorenko, Bernie Nichols, Jack O'Callaghan, Phil Russell, Dennis Savard, who also was changed to Dennis Savage on my phone, which I think we should stick with.
All you got to do is put it in quotation marks. Like, and everyone knows that's his nickname.
And he does spell Dennis with just one N.
Yeah.
Yes.
Denny.
Which is also a Savage move, and I'm a fan.
There you go.
John Scott and Pat Stapleton.
John Scott.
John Scott.
Yeah, John,
I love that he's going to be
there. I saw the Blackhawks tweeted that out with like a funny picture the other day.
How smart, you know, because a lot of teams, if they're not having a convention now, they're having some event. How nice is it that the Hawks had the foresight to stick their flag in John Scott? He played for a bunch of teams, and he's still a fan favorite. So
yeah,
I think it's a good move.
I mean, especially since the All-Star game a couple of years ago in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yes. Captain.
Him and Kane dropped the gloves, quote unquote.
It got ugly, but.
That's a good lineup right there. So a lot of people to see. And again, for kids, they've got all sorts of cool little stands and
activities
and fun sort of games to play.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun. They got good food and it's
Hilton's a beautiful hotel.
Photo ops.
Well, yeah, even especially, you know, it becomes like a whole day thing that you can do, too.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I know it sounds like we're, like, getting paid for this or something, but no, but it really is. Like, I'm not, and not because it's the flagship.
I mean, they have forums.
I always
and
enjoy
everything.
The convention. Really nice.
They do a great job, and it's always fun, so.
The Q&A clips that the Blackhawks post after are
hilarious.
Yeah,
those are
funny.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
really funny.
So.
And they even, speaking of being funny in the team, is they do, sometimes they'll have Second City working with the players, and they'll put on a show, and there's all kinds of things going on like that, and memorabilia auctions and stuff. But I think fans like it the most because it's the players when they're most accessible. Like, you will, if you bring a kid and wait at a practice or maybe even a game, you will get some autographs, maybe some pictures. But this is where, like, everyone's there and a bunch of alumni and the coaches, and they're happy to sign autographs and take pictures for hours. So, yeah, the fans love it, and I can't believe it's the 10th one already.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy. So I don't know exactly where you guys are going to be set up.
Yeah, I'll tweet out. You know what?
We'll have to figure that out exactly. But we're going to be out there on Saturday from 3 to 4. That is when you will be out there with John Weideman and whoever comes by that you get to interview. And then the beat, which is with Mark Carman, Harry Tynowitz, and Adam Hoge, will be broadcasting from 4 to 7 right after that on Saturday
as well.
We
are in the Continental Ballroom.
Oh,
which is, I believe, just down the hall and to the right of Kitty O'Shea's. So okay. If you guys are there, and
well, you'll see
you
the
like
big
the show,
WGN.
Yeah, come check us out. We'll be there with myself, John Weideman, and a player or two, according to the Hawks. So we'll see how it works out. Guys, come check us out at the Continental Ballroom at 3 p.m. on Saturday.
It would have been cool to have Brent Sopel come because that
and
was
you.
The original
that
plan.
Been, but that would have been a lot of fun.
We both had some.
You guys
some,
are hard to nail
scheduling
down,
issues.
You know?
I mean, if you want, I can go to the wedding and object. Yeah. And be like, no, we can't do this.
Mike,
I'm against
Mike can't
it today.
Duck out. Mike, so. He's got a big duty. Mike's the ring bearer this year.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're starting to add up. Not going to lie. 8 to 10, and we still got, you know, it's a lot, but we're getting through it. I mean, it's fun. I mean, I love weddings, so it's...
Do you cry?
It's more... No cry, but... I mean, I love dancing and I love booze, so that's a good combination.
Yeah.
But I just...
I can't picture you dancing.
It's tough to imagine it because it's not good. I just like to do... I just, you know, get a little liquid courage in me and I'll get out there.
And then you hound the DJ to play Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, absolutely. I need to definitely...
Dance.
Yeah, I definitely need to start saving up some money, though, eventually at some point because it adds up. I mean, because you're talking a gift for each one of these. Now, fortunately, we haven't had to fly to any of them. Been able to drive to all of them.
Those are stark.
Nice.
And I think when it's all said and done, I think six of the 10 were in Illinois and the other four were in Wisconsin. So, no, one was in Michigan.
Man,
so
it's all over.
But, yeah, but still, not bad. I mean, it could be worse. So we're not flying anywhere, so the airfare is not...
I've decided
issue,
if I'm flying to the wedding, my presence is my present.
You know, but I think people actually live by that.
That's another thing, too. I'm going to spend 3 minutes on this. Yeah, and we've talked about it a million times on the Cochran Show and everything else. Like, what is the acceptable wedding gift? Everyone always says, oh, you got to pay for your plates. To me, that's a bunch of crap. You pay for what you can afford. I mean, we're going to 10 weddings, so I'm not giving $200 to each one of these
people. Yeah, and you're taking your girlfriend, so, I mean... You obviously need to pay more if you're bringing a date.
Well, yeah,
that's two plates, and it is supposed to be a gift. You're not helping them cover the wedding.
Yeah, well, but a lot of people believe that, you know. And then they say, like, if you're really close to them, like, I mean, some people are saying $500. I work in radio. I mean, I don't have that
close
kind of
means
money.
Like a relative that's worked their whole lives, though. You know,
if it's like my, you know, really close cousin or, you know, one of my best friends or something, but even $500.
No, then when you're talking excessive gifts like that, it's very close family who might not have another kid that's going to get married and have worked a long time. It gets very
cheap. And then if you're traveling.
Just don't be cheap.
You're talking hotel room and then, you know, it all adds up.
Yeah. Girls got to get a new dress. I like to get a new dress every wedding. So.
Mike likes to get $1 million haircut before a wedding.
It's, I go to Great Clips. Yeah.
Or you can just wear your socks hat with a suit.
I wish I could wear that's
that would
what
be
I would
amazing.
Love because that's the best thing about working in radio is that I don't do my hair ever, and it's awesome. It's probably one of the best parts of the job, and I get to wear jeans to work every day, which is pretty awesome, or
that's
shorts
good.
Or whatever I want to wear. As long as I have pants on of some sort, I think it's okay.
Right.
Just don't coverage pull. Has to happen.
It's socially acceptable.
As long as you don't come in here like Winnie the Pooh, we're fine.
That's right.
I mean, you are behind the desk, though. We wouldn't know.
That's
true. There's like a whole apparatus between you and the window.
Mike just waits till everyone leaves and enters the room until he gets up.
Really gotta go to the bathroom, but I can't. All right, guys, see you later. And then I just run out of here pantsless. But no, it's I love wedding season and it's fun and all that. But it's the cost of it is adding up. It's been a crazy summer for me. 10 weddings, I moved. There's just been all sorts of things going on. So, but it's been fun, and I've done some concerts at Tom Petty. You're gonna do Billy Joel coming up.
Awesome.
Was at Ravinia. So,
nice.
That was my first time at Ravinia, too, by the way.
Very fun.
I've never been there.
Ravinia, I've never been
it's
either.
Really fun. It's really a good time. We lucked out. We actually were there last Saturday, and it was perfect weather. So we really lucked out, but it's a lot of fun. It's kind of, I kind of describe it as like an old person's Alpine. Have you ever been to Alpine?
I haven't, but I understand.
It's
the
more
analogy.
Chill and like it's more relaxed. And, yeah. You know, everybody gets their setup and you get your tables and your chairs out and there's no barbecue in there, but you bring out your
you
food.
You bring wine.
And
just as good.
Picnic basket.
Brought three bottles of wine, yes. I think we did.
Blanket so. And a picnic basket.
It was a lot of fun, but so I'm going to stop rambling now. So well, Blackhawks convention. One
let
more
me
plug.
Say, well, yeah, we'll be at the convention, so listen. Exactly what Mike was going to say. But, no, I wanted to thank Mike for all his help in making this happen, in making the – you know, he's not even going to be there and helped a lot behind the scenes with making the live podcast happen at the convention. So I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll do it next year with Mike.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. That's the plan. And, again, just scheduling issues. So, I mean, this is my third wedding of this month.
Yeah. So. If you have a wedding next year, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No. Then we're just SOL either way, but it'll be good.
Your friends need to get married sooner.
Yeah. No kidding. No
That's
kidding.
That's a sweet, early 30s is a sweet spot. You're playing with fire later.
Oh, God. Tell me about it.
Well, we'll be at the convention, 3 p.m. Continental Ballroom. It'll be broadcasting live on WGNRadio.com.
It'll be WGNRadio.com, and then if you do miss it, it will be podcasted, and we'll make sure we tweet that out.
Just
again,
like every episode.
Yep.
iTunes
just,
later.
Just like we always do. And subscribe on iTunes for us again, Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. WGNRadio.com/sports. That's where you find everything Blackhawks, including the Chelsea Blogger blog, which is penned by the man right in front of me, Scott King. He is at Scott King Media on Twitter. I am on Jacobson Radio on Twitter. Brittany Tulis, thank you for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me.
And we will talk to you this Saturday.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's coming up this quick. This Saturday, live from the convention, Hilton in Chicago. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll be with you along the way throughout the entire season, just like we always are. And we'll have some spotty podcasts, as I like to call them, in between the convention and the start of the preseason. So keep it going. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks, buddy.